30 years ago to the day, 3 darn decades. Oh, where has the time gone? Please pardon the stuffy nose. Over a year and a half without a sniffle, throughout the whole Coco Rona and all. And wham, the whole house has had colds. Hello. Today's withdrawal from Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness is from June 11th, 1991. There's an echo, reverb, delay because of feedback from a set of headphones turned up too loud? 30-year-old cassette tape bleed through? Or are we announcing the Red Sox starting lineup at Fenway? Now batting, number 14, Jim Rice. It either goes away or my ears got used to it. Anyway, welcome to the Dumb Bachelor Party episode. The game just has that kind of feel to it. Norm was filling in for the vacationing Bob Raleigh and mentions that he is having so much fun that he bolted the front doors so that Bob Raleigh can never come back. Players are an all-male review. Fred, Joe the Baker, also known as Joe the Exterminator, whose birthday is tomorrow, Mike in Marshfield, Steve from Melrose, a first-time player, I'm on the phone, Jack the Traffic Guy Hart, and Mike Epstein, producing and in studio. Norm, ever the collector, has some French postcards with 25 risque poses of Pierre Mitterrand, but I digress. Birthdays, Gene Wilder, Joe Montana, Jacques Cousteau, and Norm goes all French again. Mwah. Chad Everett, Norm, not a fan. Adrian Barbeau, hubba hubba. For some reason, Martha Quinn, whom I also love, is mentioned. And when she arrives to this party, she'll be stepping out of a honey dip cake. Joey D of Peppermint Twist fame, Jackie Stewart, Frank Beard from ZZ Top, and Christina Crawford, daughter of Joan Crawford, which we never find out her age due to some 30-year-old glitch, which you get to hear in all its glory, and its cause will forever remain a mystery. But we do eventually hear who won the game. Because we are having just so darn much fun, we delay the bottom hour news and traffic to finish the game. It's okay, because Norm received a note from management saying if he needs more time, he can take up the first 32 minutes of the Tom Bergeron show as well. There's a plethora of commercial entertainment, too. And HD hardware. Sam needs some nails and is overwhelmed by the plunger selection. Resolve stop smoking with Steve Allen. A Peter Mead promo. A commercial from Jack's Traffic Report from Money Magazine. Hitchcock traditional home furnishings. The club anti-theft device. And a brief whiff of Gold Bond. We are graced with 2 Norm commercial reads. Both are Father's Day gift ideas. How about a homemade cookie bouquet from the Running Gourmet in Nashua, New Hampshire? Mm-mm. Bonus, Norm gives the phone number in French and Italian. And Norm will tell you all about unique baskets as well. Post-game, we hear from Irene in Connecticut, calling on the world's worst phone. That has been verified and authenticated by a blue ribbon panel. It's also her birthday. Born in 1915, I'll give you a second to do the math, she turned 76.
That's the spirit!
For those of you keeping track at home, unlike last week's episode where the overnight temp was 46, it is mentioned here that it was 67 and then going to be a hot and steamy 95. Now let me close out this intro with a question. What's up with all the elephants?
The temperature is about 69 degrees in Boston right now. 69. As we check traffic now, WBZ 24-hour traffic network, and Jack Hart has the whole picture. Jack?
Norm, we're in pretty good shape just about everywhere you look. Traveling northbound on the expressway, we continue to deal with those work crews. They're in the right-hand lane just by, two right-hand lanes, in fact, just by the Mass Pike down ramp. So do watch out for that. Also dealing with the ramp from Frontage Road up to the expressway northbound, closed down, all part of that situation. Central Artery heading northbound, earlier situations up by the Tobin Split cleared out of the way, no longer a problem. In the Sumner and Callahan tunnels, we do have the Callahan tunnel closed down until 5:30 while they do some work in the ceiling. Two-way traffic in the Sumner tunnel, so drive with some caution through there. Route 128 heading southbound, 2 work crews, one in the Woburn area, another one in the Randolph area. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Okay, you hang on that same line, okay, Jack? And we're ready to play the Dumb birthday game. All set?
Okay.
Okay, here's my personal announcer to introduce this segment.
Now, back to WBZ's Bob Raleigh.
Yeah, see, he doesn't know. What does he know? Bob is on vacation, actually. My name is Norm Nathan. And I'm sitting for Bob. Actually, it is Bob Raleigh's show. He's off for another couple of days. And let's see who's going to be playing the birthday game. This is where we mention the names of people who were born on this very day. And I ask you how old they are. And it's really a stupid game, but it's just so darn much fun. Fred, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Here's Joe the Baker in Chelsea. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Uncle Norm. How you doing?
Good, thanks. And Mike in Mansfield. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
And Mike,
it's not even Saturday.
It's not even Saturday, correct?
Great. I thought it was.
Is it Mike from Marshfield?
Marshfield.
It's Marshfield. Okay. And Steve from Melrose?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, thanks.
That's good.
Okay, excited about playing the game?
Overjoyed.
Is it the first time or have we done this before?
First time for me.
First time? Oh, you're in for a great thrill.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is something. And we have Tony Nesbitt, who's a producer here at WBZ, and who apparently never goes to sleep during the night because he's a fun guy. Hey, how you doing, Tony? Oh, no, Tony's kind of low. We'll see. Hold on a minute, Tony. We'll see if we can't boost you up just a little bit.
Sure.
There you go. Ooh, that's oh, there you are. You're okay now. Okay, and also we have, of course, we have Jack Hart.
Hey, did you say it wasn't Saturday?
Wait a minute. I somebody did say that, didn't they?
I said that, but now that I hear Tony, it must be Saturday.
That's right, too, yeah.
Wish it was Saturday.
Well, we'll pretend it is. It'll be Saturday before you know it, and
no,
it'll be funsy.
And then I'm not supposed to be here and work, Norm.
I don't know what to say to all of this stuff. Okay, well, I'm waiting
Saturday,
for...
We're
going to get Mike Epstein, who's the producer on the program this very day.
We'll put him...
He'll be on one of our microphones over here, and we'll get a chance to talk to him. Are you all set there, Mike? Mike Epstein, all set? Okay, so this is a we have quite a large crew here.
The all male review.
Yeah, that's right too. No women tonight at all.
Anybody got any cards?
I got some French postcards.
Hey, Joe the Baker. The Baker, you at work right now?
I sure am.
Save me a cup of coffee. It might be over later.
Okay, I can hang around. I guess.
All right, cool.
What is this kind of business?
Yeah, really.
I was in the middle of my French postcard routine. I was going to say I have 25 risque poses of Pierre Mitterrand, but the heck with it. It wouldn't have been that funny anyway.
He's from a second-rate country.
Okay, that's right. Okay, Gene Wilder. He was born on June 11th. What do you say? Let's see. Fred, how old is Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder, well, he's not no spring chicken. I'd say he's about,
Sixty years old. Okay, Joe the Baker.
I'd say 58, Norm.
58. You better not change occupation. We wouldn't know how to handle it. I suppose you could change your name to Joe the Plumber if you decided to get into some other field.
Well, he's also Joe the Exterminator, but...
That's right. He's Joe the Exterminator. Yeah. That's true.
So that we shouldn't eat the cake?
Mike,
how... No, it means the bugs are tasty.
Mike, how old is he?
He's 52.
52. Okay. What do you say, Steve?
50.
50. And, there are two mics. Wait a minute, are there two mics here?
Well, you have me and you have Mike from Marshfield.
Oh, that's right. Mike, that's right. I'm so stupid, I can't believe it. Mike Epstein, the producer,
Hello, I'm going to say 61.
61 years old, okay. And Jack Hart, what do you think?
Let me see. He might not be a spring chicken, but I understand he might be a winter ocelot.
that is absolutely the worst joke I think I've ever heard.
I apologize.
53. And what do you say, Big Tony?
55.
55. Okay, now we come to the magic moment of truth when we find out how old Gene Wilder actually is. Do you find that in all the Gene Wilder movies that he overacts a lot? He screams and yells and he goes crazy. I'll say, cool it, Gene. Simmer down.
No, never noticed.
Never noticed that at all. I must be in my mind, and I must have imagined that. Anyway, Gene Wilder's 57 years old, the man who came the closest. Let's see. Joe the Baker said 58. Nobody said 57. He said 58. Nobody said 59 or 50. Anybody say 56? Nobody.
I said 55.
Yeah, no, Joe the Baker. Joe the Baker, Joe the Exterminator. Joe the all-around swell fellow. He is the one who won this round. Congratulations, Joe. You're off to a flying start, and I imagine you just tickled to death about it, eh?
I almost fell off my stool, Norm.
What does he mean by that?
Don't ask.
Okay. How about the football quarterback, great quarterback, Joe Montana? Let's start this time with Tony. How old is Joe Montana? A Norm Nathan lookalike.
Oh, 33.
33. Okay. What do you think, Jack?
Oh, Tony's always right. I got to go with him. 33.
33. What do you think? Mike Epstein, what do you say?
35.
Okay. And Steve?
31.
And the Marshfield Mike?
39.
Okay. And Joe?
37.
Fred?
I'm going with 33, Norm.
33. That's three. That's three of you saying 33. Okay, here's Joe Montana's age as of this very day is exactly what Mike Epstein said, 35. I don't hear any gasping or anything here. It's a very quiet. Okay. No, Mike Epstein has said 35 exactly.
Leaning over that counter.
Do we have to do our own clapping right now?
What?
You have to do your own clapping and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We our sound effects man went out to lunch a while ago. Okay.
No, you don't have to go.
Okay.
What's going on?
Our sound effects man just left the studio to go back in to do his sound effects. Pardon me?
Is that the lady from Connecticut calling in?
I don't believe so.
Do I hear elephants baying in the background?
I don't know. I hear some kind of weird sounds.
That's here, Norm.
Going on. Oh, I see. Okay. Here is the great underwater expert, Jacques Cousteau. I love to say his name because you can be really pompous when you say it. Jacques Cousteau.
Well, there's a joke there.
Okay, maybe there is. I'm going to ask Mike from Marshfield, how old is Quel l'âge? Now, that's no way to say it, eh? Jacques Cousteau. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle. Never mind.
Along with those postcards, I'm getting all sweaty.
Yeah. Okay, how old would you say, Mike, the Marshfield Mike, how old is Jacques Cousteau?
Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau, eh?
Huh?
Huh?
How much is, what do you say that again?
71.
That's what you said, eh? You speak French comme un natif. Vous parlez français comme un natif.
You parle different.
Fermez la bouche, Mike. Okay, how about you, Fred? How old is Jacques Cousteau, eh?
He's about 70 years old.
He's about that, so your answer is 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand that we cannot take about, we have to have exactly.
I say 70 years.
70 years, we've got you marked down for that. Okay, how about you, Steve? What do you think?
I'll say 71.
71, okay. And Jack Hart, what do you think?
Oh, it's got to be at least 80-oon.
Are you saying 81? Is that 80?
80-oon.
I'm sorry, if you say that name, is that 80 or 81?
81.
81, okay. And let's see, Tony, what do you say?
Jacques Cousteau,
eh?
A bit weathered.
That's right.
Certainly no spring chicken of the sea.
That's right. And a bit waterlogged. In fact, right now he's slapping his right hand against his ear, trying to get the water out.
I say 78.
78 years old, you say? Okay. And Joe the Baker.
I say 80, Norm.
80 years old. All right. That was a weird accent. Mike Epstein, the producer. Mike, the producer.
I was going to say 78, but I don't want to take anyone's answer. I'm going to say 70. Oh, come on. I can't
do that.
It's
there for the taking.
No, I'm going to go with 77.
77. Okay, now we're ready for the correct answer. Actually, Jacques Cousteau on this very day, June 11th, is 81 years old, just as Jack Hart said he was. Jack Hart.
Whoa.
All right, Jack.
Yeah. I guess the Jack Hart seems to be the crowd's favorite here in the Deep Canteen for some reason.
He always has been.
Yeah, so we get Jack winning this round. That's really nice. Okay, that's enough. That's enough, crowd. That's enough. Okay. Okay, how about, do you know the actor Chad Everett? You all know Chad Everett, the actor? He was on some medical series recently. Not too recently. I guess it's been around reruns about for the 90th time. And he has one expression, serious. He plays a doctor in this series, and he's about as much of an actor as my Tanta Malka.
You are a talk show host.
No, he isn't. He's no actor at all. And he always looks troubled. Like, I suppose somebody said doctors who are analyzing cases, trying to give analysis, they look troubled because they want to make sure there's no malpractice suit. He always looks like he's afraid of a malpractice suit, even when he's not playing a doctor's role. You know who I mean, anyway, Chad Everett. Let me ask Fred first. How old is Chad Everett?
Oh, let's see. I seen him on TV not too long ago. I would say he's about 55.
Okay, let's see. Mike Epstein, what do you say?
Oh, God. You know, I never heard of this guy.
Chad Everett, yeah.
I've never heard of this guy.
I have a feeling Chad Everett is not his real name. His real name is Walter Lipschitz, probably. But Chad Everett, nobody's real name is Chad Everett.
Freddie, are you pretty sure about your answer?
Not too sure.
Well, then I'm going to say...
I would say I got about 70% guessing ages. I guess everybody's ages in the street.
You know, you're just amazing, Fred.
Wow.
I'm going to go with 59.
That's pretty good for a guy who doesn't even know who we're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea what this guy is, Norm.
Okay. Let's see. How about you, Steve? What do you think?
I don't know who he is, but I'll say 53.
53.
What the heck is that?
Nobody knows who he is, and I think that's wonderful because he's not really worth knowing. He's not a good actor, and I'm even sorry I included his age in this.
Are there elephants in the studio tonight or something?
Yes, we do. We have elephants there. They're going to be.
Sounds like elephants.
They're in a corner. They're marked "Save for Tom Bergeron." I have no idea what he plans to do with them. Yeah, and it's signed Gil Santos, who's not even going to be in this morning. I don't believe.
Ringling Brothers Norman and Nathan Circus.
That's right. The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Guralnick Circus. Jack Hart. What? Now that you've spoken, how old would you say Chad Everett is?
Well, my mother used to go crazy over this guy.
Did she really?
Oh, sure. His real name is Raymond Crampton, by the way.
Is that true?
That's the truth.
Okay.
Sure. Let me see. He's 52.
52. Okay. And let's see. Tony.
Well, Jack knew his real name. 52, then.
So therefore you figure he knows his real age.
Sure.
I see. Okay.
A reasonable facsimile.
That's right.
Of that age.
Mike, this is Mike from the Mike Marshfield.
My mama didn't raise no fools. I'd say he's 52.
I like that. I'm going to embroider it. Now, what is that noise? What is that?
No, it's coming from here.
From the bakery? What is that? Is that?
I don't know. I'm all alone here. I really don't know what it is. I think the honey dip machine is.
The honey dip machine is running amok. It has a mind of its own. It's going to take over the world. One day we'll be ruled by a honey dip machine.
That's not too bad.
And Joe the baker who said that, and Joe the baker says Chad Everett is exactly...
Norm, I don't know who he is, and I'm going to go along with everybody else and say, what did they say, 52?
Yeah, well, we had three guesses of 52.
Okay, now you have four of 52.
Okay, we also had a couple of...
How do we split up that score if 52. They get it right?
Well...
In quarters.
Yes. Okay, Chad Everett, who I always thought was part of the team of Chad and Jeremy, but I found out he's... No connection with that at all.
Any relation to Chris?
No, Everett and Chelsea.
Chris Everett. No relation to Chris Everett. Yeah, that's right. His real name is Chelsea Everett or something. Anyway, Chad Everett, that was hilarious humor, wasn't it, kids? Chad Everett is 54 years old, which would indicate...
Jack, you loser.
That it would indicate that Fred has won that one. He said 55. He came the closest.
No, somebody said 53, didn't they?
You said 53.
No, I said 53.
Who said 53?
Me.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so that's right. You're right. It's a tie. It's a tie between Steve and Fred. That's right.
Each Something's time. Wrong with the game when the contestants keep track better than the host.
That guy's name
won't put
for this. Got cancer.
Are you talking about Michael Landon?
Yeah, just Chad Everett. He's a young-looking guy like that. Because Michael Landon's around the same age, I think.
That could very well be. Okay, here's a...
What's the score update?
The score update. Fred has won. Joe the Baker has won. Steve has won. Mike Epstein has won. Jack has won. You, Tony, have fallen flat on your face. You've got nothing.
Thank you very much.
Nothing to show for it, and you're sickening. And so are you, Mike. You have won nothing. So you and Tony are in the same category. Nothing. 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 Pardon me? No, never. Don't repeat it. Okay, here's Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, my God.
As she related to Jacques Cousteau, Adrienne Barbeau, and Jacques Cousteau went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. I don't know. Anyway, Steve, why don't you take the first shot on this? How old is Adrienne Barbeau?
I have no clue who she is.
Oh, Adrienne Barbeau on Maud.
Yeah,
she's
Maud.
She's
Maud.
The daughter on Maud, and she's really built.
Oh, but
she's really built.
At better than
time
Maud.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, much better than Maud, and particularly Maud's.
But she's done guy. Stuff. Oh, God, I have the hots for her.
Hey, Tony, easy. Easy, Tony. Just because you're home and not here in the studio doesn't mean you can get a little more racy, you know. Besides, it's Steve's turn to guess.
Her and Martha Quinn, I'd be in heaven.
Martha Quinn. Martha Quinn is a little too cutesy, isn't she?
Oh,
not
at all. So? No.
Jack? Martha Quinn is a sex symbol. Yeah, MTV, yeah. She was just brought back after a long absence from MTV.
You know more than I do, Norm.
But
have you been tuning
during
in?
During that time, she went on the Brady Bunch TV show.
Yeah, she was on Archie Bunker, too, wasn't she?
Archie Bunker, All in the Family, you mean?
All in the Family, yeah.
Are we
talking about Martha Quinn?
I don't...
What was the question?
No,
we were talking about Jacques Cousteau.
We're talking about the downtown Julie Brown. Anyway, Steve, how old is Adrienne Barbeau?
38.
38, says Steve. Okay. Are those measurements? No. No. I'm sorry. That's the age.
Oh, that'd be too small for her.
Jack Hart, what do you say?
Oh, let me see. Or measurements. So we've got to be like a 47 or something. But,
Oh, her.
I remember now.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in...
Mallorca.
It was Mallorca. That's right. It was at a sleazy bar in Mallorca when she came walking in. I remember now very well. Okay, that's my Maurice Chevalier imitation. Who's Maurice Chevalier? Sure. Anyway.
Who was that?
Who am I talking with? Is it Jack now? Yeah. Jack's turn. Okay, how old is she?
Let's see. She's going to be 45.
45, says Jacques. Jacques Hart. Jacques Coeur. Jacques. What am I doing? It's lucky my mother isn't alive today. She would be so ashamed of me. Tony, how old is Adrienne Barbeau?
Oh, she's got to be 48.
48. You like more mature women, eh?
Oh, well, yeah, she's much more mature.
About
40, what?
Instead of mature, it was the word ripe you were looking for? Okay,
No. It was seasoned.
Okay. Mike Marshfield, how old would you say?
I'd give her about...
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to hear this one.
Fred, I don't want you to hear this. I'd give her about 44.
44. Okay.
I should give you the same.
how about you, Fred? How old would you say Adrienne Barbeau is?
I gotta go with 50 because I think a young man and an older woman, for an older woman it can be rejuvenating.
Shut up! And how old is she?
In Fred's opinion on women, it's very valuable.
Yeah, Fred is going to give his entire philosophy of life.
Older woman, younger man.
Let's take notes, Mike.
Yeah, so you could say 50. Is that it?
I have to. Yeah.
You have to.
Yes,
okay, well, if you have to, if God says you must, then you must. Okay. Joe the Baker. Hey, Joe the Baker.
I'll say.
Mr. Honey Dip. Ooh, I didn't mean that.
Come on, everybody's listening.
How old is Adrian Barbeau? For God's sakes, how old is he? Let's get through this thing.
47. Old. It's like a bachelor party all of a sudden.
Here comes Martha Quinn, stepping out of a honey. She's jumping out of a honey dip cake. Okay, Mike Epstein. How old is Adrian Barbeau? This is so much fun. I bolted the front door so that Bob Rawley can never come back.
49.
Okay. Now I thought we'd never get to the end. Never get to the end of that round. Okay, with the sounds of the honey dip machine in the background, Adrian Barbeau is 46 years old. Let's see. Joe said 47. So there's a winner there, since nobody said 46. And Jack said 45, so he came the closest. On the, I say a tie between Jack and Joe, which sounds like an old soap opera, doesn't it? Okay. So now we have Fred with one win, Joe with two. Mike is still with Mike from Marshfield with nothing. Mike, for God's sakes. Steve has one. Mike Epstein has one. And Jack Hart has two, so it's nothing for Tony.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, Tony, you're a total bomb. I was going to say a total bust, but somehow at this point in the game, that didn't seem like the proper thing to say. Anyway, the winners, Joe, and so far, Joe and Jack. And again, we're delaying this. We'll delay the start of the 3:30 headlines and the traffic report in order that we may finish this swell game. I just got a note from management saying it was okay. We just keep on going. And if we need more time, we're to take up the first 32 minutes of the Tom Bergeron show, because he had nothing much going on at all. It's pretty pitiful. Okay. Joey D. Remember Joey D of the Peppermint Twist?
That's right.
Who?
Okay. Since the,
who?
The guy who? The guy who said that's right, let him. He that saith that's right can goeth first. And that's Fred.
Joey D, I remember him, the Peppermint Lounge. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
you have any philosophy about Joey D going with an older woman like Adrian Barbeau?
Yeah, they call him Joey Double D.
Aren't we humorous, huh? We're sitting here saying stupid things and laughing like it's funny. Okay, Joey D was Peppermint Twist. He's from Passaic, New Jersey, if that helps you.
Oh, sure.
I certainly hope it doesn't. Yeah. Okay, Fred, how old is Joey
D? He came out with a Peppermint Twist about
Joe. Fred, don't milk it. Just tell us
his age. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. No, you know, so he's about 20. So he's going to be at least 30 years older, you see?
Yeah,
so,
tell me his age.
I got to say 51 or 52.
Well, are you sure?
Let me go with 52 years old, yeah.
No, 51, Fred.
Huh?
51.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go with 51.
No, I think you got to go with 53.
Let me ask 50. Mike.
I better stay there.
Stay where? With 52?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And was that Mike? Were you the one coaching?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what would you say then?
51.
Okay. Joe the Exterminator, what would you say?
Who?
The only Joe the Exterminator with the honey dip machine.
58.
Steve?
55.
And Mike Epstein?
56.
Jack?
54.
Well, suddenly it sounded like this is like a banking boardroom now, isn't it? And I'll bid 36 on security stock and blue chips. Thank you. How about Tony? What do you say, Tony?
It's a choice between 51 and 54, and I'm going to have to say 53.
Okay. You'll be gosh darn sorry you said that before I'm through with you, Tony.
I have a feeling I will.
Okay. To Joey D, actually, is 51, which is what Mike was suggesting that Fred say. But for Fred, oh no, he's going to start figuring and go through his philosophy. So Mike has won that. He's exactly 51.
Yeah, no philosophy. It's just that, you were a teenager growing up then, you know.
Fred, shut up.
I hope there's another one where I can redeem myself.
Okay, we'll do one more. Just one more, because we're... Well, we can do two more because we're not running nearly as late as I think we ought to.
Sure, news is coming up anyway.
No, I know it. Besides, it's what's going to be happening at this time of the morning?
And if anything's going on in the roads, Jack is right there.
That's right.
Instantaneously.
That's right.
As it happens.
He'll interrupt the game in order to bring us the latest.
Someone's dropped a light bulb in the tunnel.
Yeah, into the curiosity. That's a curiosity. It's a curiosity factor. Right in front of the guy washing the walls. And that's a double whammy.
A double
how about the Jackie Stewart? Remember Jackie Stewart?
Here's the race car driver.
From Scotland. Nice little accent. Ex-World Grand Prix champion. A great dancer and a swell dresser. Jackie Stewart. Now, let me see. Who will we ask? How about Tony? We'll ask you first. Jackie Stewart.
56.
Jack Hart.
Oh, I'd say that he's a wee bit of the side of 57.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, that was the most, that was such a rotten imitation. I can't believe you would disgrace us all with that.
The only thing I come up with was Italian.
What do you say, Mike Epstein?
I don't know, 51.
51, says Mike. And Steve says what?
I'll say 52.
Okay, and let's Mike from Mike Marshfield.
I have to go at 54.
54. Okay, Joe.
52.
52. Okay, you said the same as Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Fred.
55.
Well, oh, gee, you came up with that so quickly. I was waiting for a little kind of a little speech like, well, back in 1906, there was an invasion of poisonous ants, and Sophia Loren was making a movie. Therefore, in my philosophy, according to Thomas Jefferson and Booker T. Wellesley, the Peanuts, I'd say 55. Okay. Actually, the exact age of Jackie Stewart is 52, and so we have a Joe, the baker, / exterminator, and Steve.
I won.
Who tied? Wow. Both tied on the both won on that one.
Never heard of the guy either.
You shouldn't say that. You should have explained why it was you guessed that so correctly.
Well, I figured about the age of.
Okay. I had one more if you wanted to do.
Oh,
please! I need
please,
one.
Please.
This is the drummer with the ZZ.
Frank Beard.
Is it ZZ Top rather?
Frank
ZZ
Beard,
Top.
Right?
They all love beard.
Frank Beard. That's right. Frank Beard. That's right.
Can't get without a beard in the band.
Yeah, I like their videos. They have they always have attractive ladies with great legs on
they
them.
They do. They definitely.
Yeah. So I'm getting excited just thinking about the way he plays drums because I'm
easy,
not thinking
Kerry.
Of him.
Easy.
I'm thinking of
easy.
A beautiful lady dancing across his drums. If you'll pardon the expression. Okay. Let's start. Let's see. Let's start out with who we start out with. Let's start out with you, Mike Epstein, on this one. How old is Frank Beard?
37.
That's a good question. That's good. You sound like you're playing Jeopardy. What is 37?
The age of Frank Beard.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, 37 says, and what about you, Jack? What do you think?
42.
Okay.
This is the Rolling Stones jacket, ZZ Top.
Okay.
Yeah, ZZ Top's been around since 16.
Yeah, Rolling Stones, the youngest age starts at 72. Tony, what do you say?
Oh, I'm going to go with about 30. All right, I'll go as high as 38.
Well, yeah.
You mean
as low as 35, as high as 38.
You're a maniac,
if somebody says 39, will you raise your bid?
I may not.
Okay. Let's see. Steve.
He's about 35.
And
that's
Mike.
My original answer.
Mike, what do you think?
36.
And Joe?
41.
And Fred?
37.
Okay. Here it is. The very last end, and then we'll figure out. We'll tally this thing up in just a moment. I'm afraid you didn't get this one, Tony.
Thank you so much, Tony.
It wasn't worth getting up and calling, was it, for, huh?
But that, about the newspaper today.
Okay. Okay, actually, Frank Beard of the ZZ Top, the drummer with ZZ Top, is actually 42.
No.
Yeah, which is which what Jack Hart said.
Those traffic guys, I tell you.
Okay, so here's the tally now. Here's the exciting tally. Fred said had got one. Joe has three.
Mike has one. That is Mike Marshfield. Steve has two. Mike Epstein has one. Jack the traffic guy, to be here I known as Jack the traffic guy, has three.
Jacques Trafic.
Yeah. And Tony. Tony has.
Thank you.
That's right. He is. He's the only one who's. He never made the scoreboard.
Hey, at least you tried.
Yeah.
But he had fun, though, didn't you, Tom?
Oh, I did. It's all a smokescreen because when I play tomorrow night.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
uh-oh.
That's right.
I'll cheat.
We would like to thank you for calling, though, Tony.
Thank you so much.
On those agents.
Okay, so Joe the Baker and Jack Hart tie.
And, I think we're going to have a coin toss.
We should have a tiebreaker.
Why not?
A tiebreaker. Let me see. Okay.
How old is Joe the Baker going to be tomorrow?
Is tomorrow your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Wednesday the 12th?
Yes, sir.
29. 64.
65.
Joe, what do you say?
26.
Joe wins, so that breaks the tie. Joe is the winner. He knew his own age and everything. And you said any guy runs a honey dip machine wouldn't even know his own age. Who said that? Nobody said that. Okay, I'll give you a tiebreaker. Okay, one more very quickly, because we're running over so badly. If the management is listening to this, I'm really a dead bird. How about the Christina Crawford, you know who's the daughter of Joan
Mommy
Crawford?
Mommy Dearest.
Yep. Mommy Dearest and all that? Okay. Christina Crawford. We'll guess her age, and we'll start with Fred.
Christina Crawford, she's got to be
30-something. Well, that's a television program.
35.
Isn't that program over now?
Yeah.
It got canceled.
Yeah, 35,
you say 35.
Yeah.
Okay. She's okay. And Joe...
Thinking about you, come here.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Had to go to the fact that we're so late that...
Exactly.
Marshfield, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bud.
I'm going to be in Marshfield on Saturday, and I'm just looking forward to that.
For rehab days.
Is that what happens? Yeah, we'll be down at Brant Rock. No, this is for the radio station down there.
Right.
Celebrating. Is that what it is? The 85th anniversary of the transmission of something on radio from Brant Rock. And I'll be there.
Mike?
I'll be there, Norm.
Mike?
Yeah?
Nah, he's got to go down and bail out Fred now, right?
Okay, take care, Mike, and thanks a lot. Okay, Steve, I appreciate you coming on with us.
Oh, it was fun.
We'll have to do this again one day after the war in that little cafe in Brussels.
Oh, okay.
Okay, take care, Steve. You can tell he's new because he's listening to me say, what the hell is he talking about? I don't know what he's talking about.
Neither do I.
That's right.
I'm not a producer show on the weekends.
That's right, and we work together.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call and appreciate you playing part in the game, even though you were a total bomb.
That's right. I'll try to talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Jack, we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes with the up-to-the-minute traffic information in a city that's just beginning to bustle with activity.
Okay.
Okay. And also thanks to Mike Epstein, our producer, who played the game as well. I'll be back in just a moment, but first... I gotta clear my throat, I think, as it's starting to frog up.
When Sam needed some nails, he thought a bigger hardware store would be better. He'd find what he was looking for.
Nails, check row 74, aisle 92, shelf 16B in the West Annex.
He'd get in and out in a hurry.
Checkout line? No, this is a line to ask where the checkout line is.
And he'd sure save money.
Wow, 20 cents off and only half a tank of gas to get here.
Oh, if only Sam had tried NHD first, for hardware made easy. With 35 convenient locations, he'd save lots of time getting there. He'd find what he needed, get through the checkout fast, and save money with great NHD prices, 7 days a week. So why look for a bigger hardware store?
So many plungers, so little time.
When what you really need is a better hardware store. NHD.
Now at NHD, get 50% off all Marathon Carbide Tips circular saw blades, the long-distance runner from the Irwin Company. Plus, get the 15-ounce STP oil treatment, regular four-cylinder or newer car formulas, now only $199 each. Only at NHD, hardware made easy.
Cigarette smoking causes bronchitis, emphysema,
cancer, and more Americans to die each year than from alcohol and drugs combined. This is Steve Allen with a way to kick the habit for good. Get ready to write down how to order an ingenious stop smoking kit discovered in Switzerland called Resolve. It contains no drugs or nicotine. Instead of cigarettes, inhale on a long-lasting substitute you never light up. Enjoy its refreshing taste until you rid your body of nicotine addiction. A supply of special filters and an audio cassette of me interviewing Dr. Margaret Seidman, an ex-smoker, helps all the way. Get Resolve to quit smoking or money back. Here's how.
A Resolve kit plus extra filters is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Send a $22.95 check to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134. That's $22.95 to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134.
Well, can we now say that the war really is over? Hi, this is WBZ's Peter Mead. Please join me tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll look at the stories of the day, including the impact of a federal court decision and what's happening in Pennsylvania politics. It may be that political parties will have to change the rules in a lot of elections, including some here in Massachusetts. David Nyan, columnist for the Boston Globe, will join us as we take a look at politics at the Massachusetts State House. We'll examine the end of the war and also just chat a bit about politics. Please join us between 6 and 9, just before David Brudnoy, on Boston's news station, WBZ,
AM 1030. WBZ, Boston's news station, your 24-hour source for news, weather, and traffic information. Radio you can depend on. Group W Radio, a Westinghouse broadcasting station in stereo.
Here are some of the stories making news at this hour. The summit between President Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev is likely to be delayed until after the Seven-Nation Economic Summit in London next month. White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater says more time is needed to resolve differences on the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Hundreds of thousands of people line the parade route for New York City's massive Welcome Home Parade for Gulf War veterans yesterday. One Air Force sergeant says, I've been in seven parades since February, and nothing can top this. The head of the General Accounting Office warns the cost of the saving and loan bailout will probably meet or exceed the Bush administration's worst-case estimate of $130 billion. GAO Chief Charles Bowsher will present the findings to the Senate Banking Committee later today. The White House says recent contracts with Syria and Iran have raised hopes that the Western hostages in Lebanon might be released. The longest-held hostage is Terry Anderson, chief Middle Eastern correspondent for the Associated Press. He was abducted in March 1985. And a six-year safety study by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission concludes California's Diablo Canyon nuclear plant reactors would survive a major earthquake on a nearby fault, but one critic terms it asinine to have a nuclear power plant anywhere near a confirmed fault. Those are some of the stories making news at this hour. We'll have a complete check on those headlines, plus a lot of other things happening in about 14 minutes at 4 o'clock. At 24 hours a day, we keep you up to date on what's happening in the news and in the area of traffic. WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network, and fresh from his triumph on the dumb birthday game, ladies and gentlemen, the very exciting Jack Hart.
Well, thank you.
I imagine a lot of delivery trucks coming in now, with loaded with their goodies and everything, causing traffic jams everywhere, huh?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have thousands of spectators lining the area roadways so they can witness the onset of the big Tuesday commute.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, from here on, refer to it as the big Tuesday WBZ commute. We try to squeeze our call letters into as many places as we possibly can.
Yes.
Thank you, WBZ's Jack Hart.
Yes, indeed. WBZ's Norm Nathan. They're on roads B, W, and Z.
Okay. And this is, and it's all on WBZ's WBZ.
Yes, indeed.
I'll be quiet. Just go right in. I'm sorry.
Actually, we are in swell shape. And indeed, a few motorists are starting to hit the roadways right now. And we have a handful of people on the lower deck of Route 93 and the Tobin Bridge heading into the city starting right now. So keep your eyes open as you get into the merge. If you're traveling northbound on the expressway and things start to pick up there, you do want to stay as far to the left as you can once you get up just almost as far as the Mass Pike exit. We do have some work crews in the right-hand lanes, and they are causing tremendous slowdowns. Also getting onto the expressway heading northbound, we do have the ramp from Frontage Road to that stretch of roadway blocked off while they do some work there as well. Traveling in the Sumner and Callahan tunnels, you won't be able to get into the Callahan. We do have that closed down until 5:30 while they do some work on the ceiling in that structure. The Sumner Tunnel has two-way traffic, so that could be a little bit hairy as things pick up there. Traveling outside of the city, Route 128 heading southbound, two work crews, one in the Woburn area, another one in the Randolph area, and they'll be there until 6 a.m. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Money Magazine can help you get the most from the money you have. 13 issues, 4 monthly payments, only $8.99 each. Call toll-free 1-800-245-0500. That's 1-800-245-0500.
Hey, here's a great idea, delicious idea for Father's Day. Send Dad the all-time favorite snack for dads, homemade cookies. Introducing the incredible edible cookie bouquet from the Running Gourmet in Nashua. Call 1-800-232-9889 and order one for Dad. That's an interesting name, the Running Gourmet. It's probably a funny joke you can make about that. Why is he called the Running Gourmet? Oh, I see. That's right. The Galloping. There was a Galloping Gourmet, so this is a takeoff. Why was he called a Galloping Gourmet? I'd forgotten that. Maybe he jumped around a lot between ingredients or something. Anyway, this is the Running Gourmet. The cookie bouquet is a box of assorted gourmet cookies baked fresh daily at the Running Gourmet in Nashua. All cookies are homemade with the finest fresh ingredients like real butter. Choose from rich chocolate chunks with nuts, creamy white chocolate chunk, sweet crispy butter crunch. Mmm, incredible. The cookies are wrapped in a gourmet cookie box with a silk rose on top and your message. Cookie bouquets are unique, fun, and delicious. The perfect surprise for any occasion, and they're just, the bouquets are just $29.95. They're delivered by UPS. So call and order now for Father's Day. 1-800-232-9889. That's 1-800-232-9889. Thank you. Send the all-time favorite snack. What a show-off. Send the all-time favorite snack for dads to your dad. It's a delicious idea for Father's Day. An incredible edible cookie bouquet from the Running Gourmet in Nashua. Call 1-800-232-9889. That's 1-800 for those of you who are not multilingual, like, well, never mind. Anyway, it's 1-800-232-9889. 1-800-232-9889. And thank you very, very much. Okay, let me check the, we'll check the weather in just 1 minute, but first,
I can't believe it.
What, sweetheart?
We're back.
Back at Hitchcock Traditional Home Furnishings. What's so hard to believe about that?
We agreed to buy some new furniture, but we never agreed to clean out the bank account.
Honey, we won't have to. Look at these prices. 20 to 50% off everything Hitchcock sells.
Okay, I admit it's a great sale.
The sale is just part of it. To celebrate Hitchcock moving into 5 former Yield House locations, all 13 Hitchcock stores are having a drawing for a total of $15,000 of free furniture.
Free furniture? Whoa, what a concept.
And anything we buy at Hitchcock, we can finance with no interest and no payments for 90 days. But there's a catch.
Out with it.
The sale only lasts till Sunday.
Listen, we could win the grand prize. Wow, look at these savings. You know, we could furnish our whole downstairs.
And we won't even have to mortgage the house to do it.
I still have a question.
Shoot.
How many Hitchcock stores are participating?
All 13.
Bet you can't name the nearest ones.
No, but I bet the announcer can.
Visit Hitchcock stores in Braintree, Peabody, Norwell, or Sudbury. And in New Hampshire, visit Hitchcock stores in Newington or Nashua. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Okay, the WBZ AccuWeather forecast from here on the weather station, Roy Gallant. Overnight, mainly clear, warm. Low temperatures, right now the temperature outside our WBZ studio, 67 degrees. And the outlook for today, Tuesday, blazing sunshine. Hot and steamy, highs near 95 degrees. Sounds like a description of this program, eh? Hot and steamy. Tuesday night, a thunderstorm will move in, lows about 70. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, highs 84. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny, high temperatures on Thursday about 79. On Friday, the highs will be about 83 degrees. And that's the way it is, the way I see it. Thank you so very, very much. I didn't tell you the lottery numbers before. Mass Daily, 7922. Mass Cash, 29, 15, 16, and 32. And the Tri-State Daily, 762, 2123.
Speaking on behalf of the National Fraternal Order of Police, we endorse and strongly recommend buying and using the club to protect your car from car theft. Our 220,000 police officers need your help and support in making our Operation Lockup campaign a success. We've tested the club and found that it's tough to defeat. It's made of tempered steel and being highly visible, it discourages break-ins, plus it's easy to use, reasonably priced, and guaranteed. With the club, the odds on your car or truck being stolen go from 43 to 1 to 10,000 to 1. Our 220,000 policemen throughout the country strongly suggest buying the club as a vital part of our Operation Lockup campaign. This year, help your police by supporting Operation Lockup and buy the club, the perfect Father's Day gift. The club, a gift dad can use every day, but don't be fooled by imitators. The one we recommend has the name The Club on the handle.
Available at Montgomery Ward, The Fair, True Value, Service Star, Lappin Auto, Auto Palace, Riches, and Century Hardware.
Okay, let me talk with Irene, who's down in Connecticut. Hey, good morning, Irene.
Well, I don't like to criticize anybody as nice as you, but you know that dad would only appreciate a delivery girl delivering cookies or anything else who has a nice overbite and not much else. Like your favorite
Kelly. You're still talking into that terrible phone. You're so hard to understand, Irene.
Well, I'll tell you, in Connecticut, we have a way of disguising our voices.
And disguising what it is you're saying.
Is my mouth too close to the...
No, I don't know. It's just, it comes in, it's very distorted.
Distorted a little bit. I'll try to clear it up.
Okay, because I didn't quite make... I know you were criticizing something, but I couldn't quite make out what that was.
I said that you probably... That dad would appreciate a delivery girl with an overbite, a pronounced overbite, and not much else.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's
like
true.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Right, you made two boo-boos, by the way.
Well, I'm glad you called to point that out. You're okay.
That's not Martha Quinn. That's Sally Quinn.
No, Martha Quinn.
Sally Quinn was called back a long time.
No, we're talking about somebody. I know who Sally Quinn is, but
yeah.
we're talking about another young lady.
Time.
Yeah, this is Martha Quinn. Hold on a minute, Irene. Martha Quinn is one of the hostesses, MCs on MTV, Music Television. Nothing has nothing whatever to do with Sally Quinn.
Okay,
what's the other one?
The other one is you made a mistake on Christina Crawford. You said she was 52. That's right. But Tony said that she was 49. And he was the closest one. And if you check back over your tape, you'll find that might be correct. If not, I stand corrected.
Okay, Christina Crawford. Okay, we will check. Tony said 42.
I thought he said 42.
No, he said 42.
Well, then your voice is blown.
And that Steve said 45, so he was the closest. I'm sorry, your voice is starting to, it's really breaking up.
I said I got four right this time.
Okay, good.
Wrong my lead.
Okay.
How about that?
That's very good.
And today is my birthday.
Today is?
Yes. And would you like to hear? You know the day. You know the day.
No, just the day. Just the day is enough.
You don't want the year?
No, I don't care to know how old you are.
A woman will tell the year. She'll tell anything.
Thank you very much. No, I wish you a very happy birthday. That's very nice.
It was 1915. A very good year.
You were born in 1915?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Son of a gun, you're 76 years old.
How did you guess that?
I don't know. It's hard to tell from your voice because it's also distorted. But you sound younger than that.
I sound younger than three times.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Younger than Peggy Lee.
Younger than Winter, anyway.
Younger than Peggy Lee.
Younger than Peggy Lee.
Right?
Okay, I don't forget how old Peggy Lee is.
Okay, have a nice one.
Okay, and you have a nice happy birthday, Irene.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's okay. That's my friend Irene. And, of course, next Sunday, as you know, as we mentioned, is Father's Day. And maybe if you'd like to try something a little different for Father's Day this year, instead of the ties and the aftershave lotion and all that kind of stuff, how about a unique Father's Day gift basket from Unique Baskets? Call 1-800-899-9919. Unique Baskets has three baskets, especially for Dad, a barbecue survival kit, a golf basket, and a sweets basket. The barbecue survival kit comes with a cookbook, barbecue utensils, a protective mitt, cookies, and candy, all in a sturdy mesh wire tray. So give your dad the tools to build the best barbecue this summer. Call Unique Baskets 1-800-899-9919 for your Father's Day gifts. Unique Baskets ship UPS anywhere. Call 1-800-899-9919 and place your credit card order for Father's Day or any occasion. Unique Baskets, they'll make your thoughts stand out. It'll be a special kind of gift that your dad, I know, will get a kick out of. Call Unique Baskets for your Father's Day order and a free brochure, 1-800-899-9919. And you can call WBZ anytime during the day if you missed what the number. And we'll be happy to give it to you on the phone.
Patrick Palladino Jr. of Winchester, Massachusetts, is telling us about his skin problems.
My rash was red and blotchy. It was itching, and it would be...
One moment, please. The trouble appears to be in your set. And I have a brother-in-law who can repair a radio where they hear messages and they suddenly clip out. He can fix it. Thank you. Anyway, it's time for the news. I have a feeling that I'm trying to cover up a terrible thing I just did. Anyway, news coming along, and then right after that, we'll take some more calls. 254-1030. We have some open lines, so do join us. 254-1030. Fun to hear from you, and we'll be here till 5 o'clock, right after the 5 o'clock news. Of course, Tom Bergeron and company and the whole morning crew will be with you. So the fun continues and the excitement and all the news and all the important stuff round the clock here on Boston's news station, WBZ in Boston, WBZ AM.
Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Comedy you can depend on. I believe I will add that to the trademark. Until we meet again, after the war, in that little cafe in Brussels, let's close the vault and ride those radio waves home. For Martha Quinn, Adrian Barbeau, Raymond Crampton, Tom Bergeron, Peter Mead, Mike Epstein, Honey Dip Donuts, Sam the Hardware Store Shopper, the National Fraternal Order of Police, Group W Radio, Westinghouse Broadcasting, Wall Washers, Bulb Changers, Jacques Trafic Hart, and everybody's favorite cookie wrapped in a silk rose, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.